Thank you. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
There is one body and one spirit.
There is one hope in God's call to us.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ, our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all the faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From the Revelation to John. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him,
She knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, Unbind him and let him go. The Gospel of the Lord.
Today is a very special day. Today is called All Saints' Day. On this day, we baptize new Christians and we remember those who have died and gone before us to the Lord, for they surround us as our saints. Today is also the 100th anniversary of a little mission church called St. Mary's, which was born out of this cathedral 100 years ago. St. Mary's ministers to primarily the mentally disabled, drug addicted, and those people who are struggling to find a place to live. The vicar at St. Mary's, Sue Carmichael, has been serving there for exactly 30 years. She has an incredible strength of prayer and love of God, and I've asked her to come and tell you a few stories about what life is like on the ground at St. Mary's Mission. Welcome, Sue.
May the words of my mouth be an honor to you, O God. And may they build up your body for your glory. Amen. Jesus Christ changes lives. He changed mine powerfully November 1st, 1968, through a little mustard-colored pamphlet put out by Campus Crusade for Christ called The Four Spiritual Laws. Jesus Christ changes lives. And for the past 30 years at St. Mary's, I have had the profound privilege of seeing him change life after life after life by his goodness, by his grace, and by his love. Dean Kate requested I share a few real life stories. They are countless. "She's dying at Shands," he barked, quite drunk. "You gotta help her." Covered in boil like sores from head to toe, she lay there helpless and afraid. We did go. The Lord raised her up, and she is off of the streets now, working through reconciliation with her family. What a testimony to our Lord's goodness and love. Jesus Christ changes lives. He has no blood family, and he's one of the nicest guys you would ever want to meet. Before showing up at St. Mary's, he was quite the thief. Egged on by his so-called friends who simply took advantage of him. He is mentally handicapped and will probably always be one of God's very special ones. But now he has a new family, us. He regularly attends Bible study and church. He makes beautiful birdhouses. He empties the trash and helps with yard work. Our welcome has changed him. His presence has enhanced us. Jesus Christ changes lives. "We like that," she smiled and said as I handed her a bag of candy. I must admit it was funny. But it was glorious beyond words another morning in the Duval County Jail when our mighty God changed her troubled we to a victorious I. No more hurling objects at passing cars, setting apartments on fire. No more working the streets, smoking crack, and selling her body or taking off her clothes at the bus station. She lives in her own apartment now, hopes to go back to school. If the sun shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. I opened the door and saw three beautiful bright-eyed children. There were only a few scattered blankets on the hardwood floor. That's all. The Lord made that mom's day when he sent her a truck full of beds, probably some of yours, dressers, chairs, and other things that were needed for basic living, simply basic living. Jesus Christ changes lives. Lives, precious lives, touched by the love of our God through the prayers, the gifts of food, clothing, furniture, time, treasure, and so much more by the saints of God. Thank you. Thank you. Our buildings are repaired, our grounds beautifully mulched. Thank you, St. John's Cathedral. If you have never visited us on 9th and Laura, now is the perfect time. We look beautiful. Our Old Testament reading from Isaiah today speaks prophetically of the day that our God will destroy the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. A day when death will be swallowed up forever, when tears are wiped away from all faces, and disgrace is taken from the earth. There will be a new heaven and a new earth, we read in today's Revelation 21 scripture. At that time, God will dwell in his fullness among us. Death and mourning, crying and pain will be no more. These words are trustworthy and true, boldly proclaim the prophet. And what encouraging words these are for the believers, for the laborer in the vineyard in today's world where there is seemingly irresolvable conflict in every corner, increased lawlessness and unprecedented greed in cultures at large, moral decline, downward spiral of the world economy, the possibility, perhaps for the first time, of exhausted natural resources, the implicated dangers of increasing climatic changes, the threat, oh, the threat, how we've lived this out, of radical ideological groups that brazenly justify oppression and murder in the name of their God. Not to mention in passing the possibility of destructive meteor showers, you've seen the shows on TV, and or nuclear engagement. Jesus Christ changes lives. I am the good news, says our Lord. You are my light in the world, O baptized ones. I am hope, says Jesus. I change lives. Which leads us to our gospel lesson for today. Most of us know this story very well. We more often than not focus on the great miracle of Brother Lazarus being dead for 4 days and coming to life again at the bidding of the Master. As with Lazarus, Jesus raises us from our own tombs. Yet he charges those around Lazarus, and he charges us, unbind him, take off the grave clothing, set him free. That's our job. By our baptismal vows, we have the glorious opportunity to proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ Jesus, our God who changes lives. If we and our world are to be healed, it will be by the prayers, the tears, the helping of one another. If we are to triumph, it will be by the love and encouragement of the people of faith. If we are to gain new ground for the establishing of the kingdom of God among us, we must interlock our sometimes trembling hands and march undaunted into the raging, smoking fires of frontline battle. Sometimes into a foreign mission field, sometimes into an inner city, a rural or even suburb wilderness, sometimes we must do brave battle and unbind in our own church school, within our own church walls, and even sometimes we must, with great courage, enter the dark places of our very own hearts and trust him to set us more and more and more free in him. May we rise up, O body of Christ. May we be one with other believers and break down the iron doors of apathy and fear, competition and division, legalism, enslavement to the ways of the world, and all doubt and unbelief. May we, as baptized believers in Jesus Christ, rise up to remove those heavy and well-hung doors of self-indulgence, personal gain, private agendas, and cheap grace that knows nothing of being crucified with Christ, that we might live, that others might live and be changed, that God's kingdom might be more and more powerfully manifest among us. May we rise up, O body of Christ, and fling wide open the gates of our hearts with joyful, reckless abandonment, so the King of glory may come in. Let's take hold of his abundant grace, his freely given gifts, his endless love and patience. Let's take time to listen to the heartaches and the heartbreaks of others, that we might be the hands and heart of our Lord, ministering to one another and to those around us in need. And then the world will see the power of Almighty God in and through us. They will marvel, oh, how they love one another. And they welcome me. Jesus Christ changes lives. And oh, how we thank him. Amen.
Inside of your bulletins, there is a white piece of paper. If you would take that piece of paper out, it is an ancient tradition for us to pray for those who we love who have died. This tradition is called the necrology and is done every year on All Saints Sunday. I want you to take a moment to write legibly the names of those people that you love who have gone on to the Lord. When you are done, the ushers will come forward with baskets to collect your pieces of paper. And as we are distributing communion, you will hear those names read aloud. For in the book of Revelation, it says that when we dine with Christ, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, all those who we love who have gone on to the Lord. I will give you a moment to write. And now, as we pass those baskets around, will the candidates for baptism and their godparents, grandparents, family, please come forward. Are you all here? Yes? We're going to say the vows on page 4 of your bulletin. The candidates for baptism will now be presented. Parents, godparents, will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life? Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ? Brian, do you desire to be baptized? Lorna, do you desire to be baptized? Allison, do you desire to be baptized? Good. Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the evil powers of this world, which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God? Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in His grace and love? Do you promise to follow and obey Him as your Lord? Congregation, will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ? Let us stand and join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, God's help.
Let us now pray for these persons who are to receive the sacrament of new birth. O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever.
Amen.
All children or those who want to see better are welcome to come forward and surround the font. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who were born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Name this child.
Alice Grace. Allison Grace. Come up, Allison.
Allison Grace, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Allison, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Name this child.
Colton Michael.
Colton Michael. Colton Michael, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Colton Michael, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Name this child.
Ezra John Leopard.
Ezra John. Ezra, are you ready?
Ezra, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Ezra, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Amen. Good job.
Want to stay with Mama? Okay.
Ruby's going to be held by her Mama. Name this child.
Ruby Jean.
Ruby Jean?
Look at the water.
Ruby Jean, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jean, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Amen. All done. Brian. This is Ruby and Ezra's dad. Brian, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Brian, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen.
Amen.
And last but not least, Lorna. Lorna, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Lorna, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon these your servants the forgiveness of sin and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen.
Amen.
Let us welcome the newly baptized. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to St. John's Church. Good job, you guys. Good job. Ruby, And Ezra and Colton, Allison, Lorna and Brian, we're so glad to have you here as the newest members of our cathedral. What a blessing you are. Are you going to go up there? You're going to come up here and have communion in just a little while, okay? Okay. Welcome to the cathedral. If you're new or visiting, we're so glad you're here with us today. And there's a little card in your pew that you can fill out, and we'll send you our e-newsletter. And welcome to Sue Carmichael. We're so grateful for your ministry and all that you do, Sue. Thank you so much. Today there will be a special service, and Bishop Howard will be at St. Mary's at 2 o'clock. So if you want to come on over, you're all welcome to come and celebrate with us. We also have beautiful pictures of Sue and her ministry at St. Mary's on display in Tolliver Hall. So come in for coffee hour and get a glimpse of some of the things that they do over there. I know that many of you have been praying for friends and loved ones up north who have suffered from Hurricane Sandy. And I believe that when a tragedy like that occurs, it's our job to respond with generosity and prayer. Episcopal Relief and Development is already on the ground up north doing work to help people who've been displaced by the storm. If you would like to make donations to Episcopal Relief and Development, we have flyers available at all of the exits. So you can pick up a flyer and you can make a check out directly to them or to the cathedral and put ERD in the memo section. There are a lot of announcements today, so be sure to look at your bulletin and read everything carefully. And last but not least, we have finished our pledge drive, and we welcome all of you who are members of the cathedral to pledge to the church in some form. We have pledge cards available in the back of the church in many locations, or you can pledge online. But let us know that you support us with your pledges, either of money or, if you can't do that, at least of prayer. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for in the multitude of your saints you have surrounded us with a great cloud of witnesses, that we might rejoice in their fellowship and run with endurance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that never fades away. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation. In the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my body, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with St. John, St. Mary, and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
Amen.
The gifts of God for you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. You may be seated. I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body,
because we all share one bread.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Remember that wherever you are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, the saints of God. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen.
Bless the Lord.